Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we begin the week that Surgeon General Jerome Adams says will be the worst in many Americans' lives, their Pearl Harbor, as deaths from the coronavirus rise.
And racing to prevent more deaths, people making vaccines. Researchers at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine say when tested on mice, theirs produced antibodies that successfully fought off the coronavirus. They're hoping for human trials in a few weeks and a sped-up process to get a vaccine sooner than the year and a half it usually takes. Dr. Louis Phalo co-authored the study. Dr. Phalo, welcome.
Thank you.
We want to make some distinctions. We've spoken to researchers at the company Moderna. They're working on a vaccine that uses messenger RNA. This is the part of a cell that delivers information from DNA. They've hijacked it and put in a copy of the coronavirus so that a body will build up antibodies to that. We also spoke to researchers in Texas working on a vaccine that uses the actual antibodies of people who have survived COVID-19, extracts that for a vaccine. How would your vaccine work?
The PIT-COVAX vaccine is a simple subunit protein vaccine. So this is much like some of the flu vaccines that are already on the market. Basically, we use as an antigen a very small protein sequence taking from an important protein on the virus, which is essential for the virus to enter cells. The idea is that we will create an antibody response that blocks that protein on the surface of the virus so that it can't enter cells, kind of like blocking a lock and key.
Right. So you are using the same theory. You're trying to trick the body into creating antibodies and to fight off the virus.
Correct. So we hope to be able to deliver this antigen in a way that will result in the production of antibodies that are very specific for the virus that will prevent it from entering cells. And so that will prevent the actual infection.
And how is it delivered? Is it a shot?
Yeah. So the PIT-COVAX vaccine is not a shot. So it's delivered using a novel device that's known as a microneedle array. So you can think of a microneedle array sort of like a Band-Aid patch, with the exception that it has hundreds of very small microscopic needles. Mm-hmm. For the arrays we're using, the needles are made up of a sugar-like substance that rapidly dissolves when exposed to any moisture. So what we have done is integrated the antigen into this dissolvable matrix of the needles so that the needles are actually the antigen. Because of that, when we put this Band-Aid-like patch on the skin, the dry, hard needles are able to penetrate the upper layers of the skin. They then absorb moisture, and in minutes they dissolve and release the antigen very specifically into a specific area of the skin.
It's been described as having a piece of Velcro pressed against you.
That's what it feels like. So the needles are small enough that they don't reach nerves and they don't reach blood vessels. So there's no bleeding and there's no pain when these MNAs are applied.
Okay, so a couple things that you see as benefits. This vaccine doesn't have to be frozen when stored or transported. And it isn't the actual virus.
Correct. So there's no virus in this vaccine. It's a safe protein. This type of vaccine has been shown for other pathogens to be very safe, for example, the flu vaccine. It also is important, I think, that microneedle arrays are very stable at room temperature. So there's no need for the cold chain.
And this came out of research that you already did on similar coronaviruses, SARS, MERS. What are your questions? Because, yes, it sounds terrific and we're all very excited about it, but the new coronavirus, we know so little about. What are the concerns that you feel still need to be worked out?
So whenever you're trying to extrapolate from any animal model into humans, you face a fairly large gap. And so none of us are going to know how effective our vaccines are until we get them into human clinical trials. Now, the very good news is, as you mentioned earlier, there are multiple vaccine approaches being developed at relatively the same time. The more of these we can get into clinical trials, the better chance we have of finding a vaccine that's going to be effective. And so I think seeing these vaccines being developed is a great reason for hope.
Dr. Louis Phalo, chair of the Department of Dermatology at the University of Pittsburgh and co-author of the new paper about a potential COVID-19 vaccine. Actually, it's a patch. Dr. Phalo, thanks and best of luck to you.
Thank you.